Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Spetslip, Monday the 6th of December. Christmas is charging towards us. Hope you're all well. Spurs continued their march to world domination yesterday. I wasn't at the game, but ran out 3-0 winners. Lovely goal by Moura, which I saw on Twitter. Villa, as we said in the Friday podcast, did sneak past Leicester. Didn't watch the game, Benjamin, so I've no idea if you were like Brazil. A bit of controversy, I believe, over a disallowed goal. Again, I haven't seen that incident, but I will try and get a look at that in the week. I like to see these ones where people are getting up in arms. All taking shape. He's doing okay, Gerrard, isn't he? But we're still not having Gerrard ball. And then Spurs go to Potter ball next week. Spurs go to old Brighton next week. Put them in their place. See off Liverpool pre-Christmas. Knock West Ham out the cup. We're off and running. What else have we got? What else happened? 49ers lost to the Seahawks. We just can't beat them. It's just an absolute bogey team. Got off into the lead and then give it up. Absolutely does my brains in. And Nick Drury won the £20 free bet. He is giving it to charity. I just want to stress that I don't want people to feel pressured that they have to give this to charity. For some people, it was to give you a chance to win some money to either have a small betting bank or top up a betting bank. But very much appreciated, Nick. Nick has put his money, we've put it on the New England Patriots to win the Super Bowl. Currently, that bet has gone on at 11, I believe. I'm just checking that. That's gone on at... I'm just checking. At 11.0 for £20, so potential £200 in winnings. But we may well trade that, remove liability, see if we can get some green as we get nearer. I expect them to go pretty deep in the playoffs. They are rolling along. Hopefully they beat Buffalo. Cincinnati got pasted as well, didn't they? So that sent that bet down the Swanee. Today's Advent. Let's do that first. Today's Advent. I'm going to bombard you with some numbers today. It's not it does help with mindset, helps you to understand things, but I'm going to bombard you with some numbers today. But yesterday's question was, which UK city was once known as Dura-le-Pont? Getting criticised by art on pronunciation, fuck's sake. A bloke from fucking Blackpool. Do me a favour. Dylan, he's on a roll. He posted the answer as Paris and then somehow managed to put a picture of the Blackpool Tower. I don't know whether that's on purpose or whether the Iron Brew is completely mashed him now. But yeah, it's making me chuckle, Dylan, I have to say. It's making me chuckle away every day to see what you come up with. But most people got it right. I think a lot of you copied each other, don't you? Now you've cottoned on, wait for somebody clever to post it, and then we'll do it. And the winner, and I'm pleased this guy's won it because he's genuinely, and he knows it, he's genuinely one of my favourite FTS members. He's pretty much been with FTS since the start. He compiles his own odds, which I'm really proud of, the fact that he's one of the very few who went away from a couple of seminars, and every year he asks me for my team rankings so that he can compare to his and compiles his own odds pre-season. So he'll know who he is. And it's about time they won something, because he is one of... We haven't got a lot of them, but he's one of the old Palace fans, and they can't win fuck all at the minute, can they, Palace? Done again by United on a roll. I told you, son, they're going to be in that little bottom tranche. That little Leeds got a last-minute equaliser against Brentford. It's five or six clubs, isn't it? I mean, Newcastle are going to go down. Norwich are going to go down. You then have got Burnley, Brentford, Leeds, Palace. That's probably about it, isn't it, in the Premier League that are going to go down. Is there anybody else that you'd put in there? Oh, and Watford, of course, yeah, Watford. So, but Everton won't go down. Southampton won't go down. Burnley, Brentford, Leeds, Palace, Watford. One of those is going. And I can't rule the old Palace out. No wins in four, lost the last three. Watford lost the last three. Everton, Arsenal, did I? I mean, Everton need to shape up, but Everton aren't going to go down. No chance. But there we go. Yeah, Everton, terrible position when you look at that league table. Flipping heck. Holding Rafa, we trust. But yes, it is Jeff Butler. Jeff, you have got £25. You could have it on Palace to get relegated, couldn't you? £25 free bet. Today we're playing for 30 quid. The answer was Cambridge. I don't know whether I gave the answer. The correct answer was Cambridge. Which city was known as Dura-la-Pont? The correct answer was Cambridge. Lots of you got it right, so you all copied each other. But Jeff was drawn out this morning. Well done, Jeff. And today we move on to question six, £30. Which country has the oldest national flag that has been in continual use? Which country has the oldest national flag that has been in continual use? Same rules apply. You've got to spell the answer correctly. I'm not a teacher. I'm not going to flipping award you if you flipping can't spell things properly. Hashtag FTS Advent date and the answer. It really isn't difficult. It's so simple, but it seems to be, no matter who we deal with, that numpties appear. Spurs are on their way to Wembley. I'm just warming up for December the 22nd. And we give them old carpet boys a good old pasting. I get often asked this sort of stuff, so I'm going to do it today. Particularly if people are having a bad time. You know, one of the things I use to back things up to people are numbers and numbers in football invariably revert back to the mean. Obviously, we've been through COVID where we saw less goals and things like that. And we're seeing that again, you know, COVID, again, it's just not going away, is it? You know, Germany, I think, now behind closed doors, Holland behind closed doors. So these sort of things are happening again. And without a doubt, of course, they do affect it. I don't think it'll affect it as much as when they had the 7-month season, but it still does make a difference. But then you go and see Bayern Munich, Dortmund, but perhaps you're talking about two exceptional teams there that racked up 5 goals behind closed doors in a good game the other day. We do publish some stuff on the website, and I'm going to look at how we do that just because it's quite time consuming. But Lee keeps the ultimate 1x2 database up to date. I think we're going to get an update on that in the next few days, and I'll post that. And then I've got 2 sheets on the website that I need to update when I get a chance. But I'm just going to give you some numbers from November because, again, people ask me, so I do it. So I've got numerous databases. So the one I'm talking about here is one of my half-time ones. It's my main half-time Poisson one, and it has got 29,620 games in it. And across every match in that game, every game on that sheet, the goals per game are 2.72. In November, and I know I don't like to work, this is one of the reasons why I don't like to work in months, but it does give some explanation if people have had sort of a lack of goals or whatever over the past 4 or 5 weeks, is in November, bearing in mind we had a national and international break, but for the football that was played in November, and this covers the 28 FDD leagues, there were 2.6 goals per game. So a drop from 2.72 across the whole database to 2.6 goals per game in November. Across the whole database, 78.66% of games have a second half goal, and 45.42% games have 2 second half goals. And that figure stays pretty much consistent just through time. It just doesn't really change year on year for, well, since I've been keeping stuff like this. You know, you're going back 2012, 13, so for 8-9 years, those numbers really haven't significantly changed. They have periods, obviously, where they change, but you end up around this 78% mark and 45% mark for 2 or more. If over 2.5 goals is odds on, that figure rises to 82.73 for second half goals as opposed to 78.66 all games, and 51.6 second half, 2 or more second half goals, so 45 all games, 51.6 second half goals, more 2 or more second half goals if you've got over 2.5 is odds on. Obviously, there's going to be you're going to have a shorter price for 2 goals in the second half and a bigger price if you wanted to lay the half-time score. So you have to factor these things as well. If you've got a home favourite odds on and over 2.5 odds on, it's 83.8%. So again, against 78.66 all games, 83.8% second half goals. Games have a second half goal when you've got a home favourite odds on and a 2.5, over 2.5 is odds on, and 52.91 games have 2 or more second half goals. So again, an increase on just the 2.5 by another sort of 1.3% and 7% more than the standard database right across. So obviously if this is 52.91 for when you've got home odds on favourite and a over 2.5 odds on, where we're levelling out at 45% for all games, some of those brackets where you get into odds against home favourites and odds against over 2.5 are going to be probably down nearer the 38, 39, 40% mark to balance this out at 45. But just looking at November then, for all those things in November, everything was down. So 78.66% of games have a second half goal. In November, it was 76.96, so 1.7% down. 45.42 games have two or more second half goals. In November, that was 40.51, so nearly 5% down, 4.91% down. When it's odds on over 2.5, all games on the database, 82.73% have a second half goal. November, 78.57. So lower than games that even in the whole database have a second half goal, but 4.16% down on the general. And odds on over 2.5, where we're looking at 51.6 across the database have two or more second half goals, that was 42.86%. So 8.6% down in November on games that had odds on over 2.5 having two or more second half goals. Where you've got both home odds on and 2.5 odds on, we said it was 83.8% for a second half goal across the whole database. It was pretty much bang on 80% in November, so 3.8% down. And two or more second half goals, 52.91%. When you've got home odds on favourite, over 2.5 odds on, across the database, 52.91%. In November, 43.24%, nearly 10% down. So if you were searching for two aheads in November, tough old struggle. 43, you know, when the whole database has 45.42 two or more second half goals, and if you were looking at home odds on teams, 2.5 odds on teams, only 43% had two or more second half goals in November. And just a really interesting one, because normally goals lead to goals. You know, obviously games open up and that, but where there were two or more first half goals, so normally when you look for second half goals, 0-0 is the worst score line, and it tends to get better when you get sort of 2-0, 2-1, 0-2. But if there was two or more, in other words, if it wasn't 0-0, 1-0 or 0-1 at half time, it was under 40%. 39% had two or more goals. You know, when you say the whole database, again, 45%, but looking at home teams' odds on, 2.5 odds on, and there'd been a couple of goals in the first half, less than 40% went on to have two or more second half goals. So why is that relevant? It's because some people go, oh, this doesn't work, this, that. Everything goes through these peaks and troughs, so somewhere along the line there'll be a month where those figures go up into the higher 80s. And that's, again, that's why I don't look at month on month, this, that and the other, but there will be these things, if you graph them out, all these figures, they just, again, they'll trend up and down. They don't just go in a nice consistent line so we can win every single month going along. There'll be months, I think in October, for example, where we averaged 2.6 goals in November. I think October was 2.8. So you end up like they're averaging out at the 2.7, but one game, one month's had, you know, higher than the mean, and one month's had lower, and it averages out. So I just like to, I do this stuff up every year. I just like to do it, helps you understand some results sometimes, because you sit there and going, oh, has this lost its edge? Is everything falling apart? When you actually see that November was just, for whatever reason, and again, we had international breaks and things like that, the goals numbers were down, particularly in the second half. And without a doubt, because it's history tells us it, without a doubt, it will bounce back. If football starts staying at 76% second half goals, I will be absolutely amazed. And all that would happen then is the prices would shift. And when you actually look at the average prices over time, over years on years, over 2.5 goals, I think pre-COVID was around about 1.99 was the average price. COVID, it went up to about 2.02. 2.03. This year it's running at about 2.012. So all that would happen would you'd start to see significant shifts in these prices, which would tell you that markets are changing and football is in effect changing, because the market's not going to change unless football changes. But football isn't going to change to that degree. Obviously, we have been through... and I keep saying it's not excuses, because you learn to live with it and get on with it. But I don't think when this thing started in 2020, any of us thought we'd still be sitting here in December coming up to 2022, and they're playing football behind closed doors and things, and we still would never be able to put a significant, you know, stamp on what it does or doesn't do. We will be able to in hindsight when things hopefully get back to normal, whenever that may well be. But a couple of people had asked me about the numbers, and I just thought, well, I might as well share them all on a pod. If you want to listen it back and write them down, or you could, those of you who keep databases can start looking at that stuff yourself. But really interesting, that odds on over 2.5 and odds on home and over 2.5, how much significantly those games are down for 2 second half goals, 8%, 8.6% and nearly 10%. Just makes, if you're hunting for goals in the second half, late goals, whatever, makes it a little bit harder. Doesn't mean you can't come out on top, but it just makes it a bit harder. And those of you who are on, you know, if you've had a bad time, numbers help explain it. You know, like people saying to me, oh, whatever, France had a lot of draws. They did early on. I can't remember what the numbers were. Somebody texted me about it. But there'll be periods this season where France don't have a lot of draws, and that starts to get back to where it should be normally. So it's running at 31.36% in France for the draw this year, as opposed to what was last year, 24.87. So I would still significantly expect that number in France to drop down over time, under 30%, 25% the year before. So if France finishes over 30% draws this season, I will be extremely surprised. 29 the year before, so I would expect it at some stage over the next couple of months to start to fall down below 30%, which obviously, if to do that, means there'll be less draws, and then if you're playing the draw in France, you're going to start picking up more wins. It's all maths, really. It is just simple numbers. That's all it is. Right. Have a lovely little Monday. There is no midweek ultimate process. There's no fixtures. We have got Europa League, Champions League, and that other nonsense that Spurs are in, which I'm not talking about. There's some League One football and things, I think. So, obviously, all the other stuff goes on. But then we've got... we'll be back weekend, and obviously some, I don't know, I haven't actually looked at an advance yet of what's stopping over Christmas and what isn't. But Steve, we will have a fair programme of football through the Christmas period, and I'll keep you abreast of all that as we go. But enjoy your time. Obviously it's busy time coming up to Christmas. I've got a load on pre-Christmas over the next couple of weeks, just out seeing people and this, that and the other. But everything will run as normal. Have a lovely Monday. And the question again, just so that you don't forget, what country has the oldest national flag that has been in continual use? Answers on a postcard via Twitter. And I'll speak to you all tomorrow.